From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Massachusetts, the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe of Cape Cod has won federal recognition as a sovereign Native American nation. The Wampanoag are the Indians whose ancestors were on shore when the Pilgrims arrived on the Mayflower. The new decision brings rights and privileges to the Indians, and as Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI reports, it has also renewed a push to allow casinos in Massachusetts.
The decades-long struggle to prove itself as a tribe ended for the Mashpee Wampanoag in a small, overpacked conference room with an afternoon phone call from Jim Kaysen at the Department of the Interior.
I'm calling to inform you about the department's decision on your application for federal acknowledgement. And based on the available evidence, I've determined that the Mashpee exists as an Indian tribe.
Cedric Cromwell, or Running Bear as he's known here, says federal recognition carries the promise of grant money for education, health care, and housing, what he calls hope for the future.
I'm feeling like our tribe as a whole to be able to endure and still be here. And then win this recognition and knowing that now it's going to be able to cement our ability to be here. It's an amazing feeling. I don't know if there's any words for it. I'm walking on cloud nine right now.
To gain recognition, the tribe had to prove it's been a distinct American Indian community since before 1900. But for the past few decades, it's also been a tribe in crisis. Most members have moved off Cape Cod to less expensive areas where the economy isn't based on tourism and millionaires don't drive up housing prices. Now, recognition will bring land rights, federal grants, and the possibility of another revenue source, a resort-style casino. Slot machines and casinos are illegal in Massachusetts, but newly elected Governor Deval Patrick has indicated he may support expanding gaming beyond the current racetracks and bingo parlors. If that happens, Tribal Council Chairman Glenn Marshall says he'll be ready.
We've always said that we wanted to be a player at the table, and now we're at the table. We are a tribe that's been recognized with no amendments or restrictions. We're looking forward to working with the governor. If there's gaming available, we'll be there.
The tribe has voted not to open a casino on Cape Cod. Instead, it would look to build closer to the Rhode Island border. But not every Wampanoag is convinced gambling should be pursued. As the tribe celebrated around him yesterday, 34-year-old Anuan Whedon said he'd rather see the Mashpees focus on cultural education, repairing their aging museums and historic buildings.
Here in Mashpee, we've been doing our best over the past few hundred years to try and open our doors to the outside community to let them understand what we're all about. We're not heathen, bloodthirsty savages, obviously. We're very caring individuals. We showed that to the first pilgrims. We're still trying to show it to the people who reside here on Cape Cod today.
The tribe's sovereign nation status becomes permanent 90 days after it's recorded in the Federal Register. As for gaming in the Bay State, a governor's group is studying the issue, with a recommendation expected in about 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran on Cape Cod.